It's Tuesday, the 30th of September, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. Reliance on microlenders continues to climb. The latest report from the Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority reveals term borrowers average nearly 28,000 Namibia dollars per month, while payday borrowers, who constitute 82% of the portfolio, borrow just under 4,000. Total loans jumped 45% for last year to 5.2 billion. Namfisa Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Matomola.
The non-bank financial institution sector at the end of quarter two accounted for 72% of the financial system's assets and remained sound, stable, resilient, and did not pose a risk to the financial system stability. They look after 1,126 entities and 15,119 intermediaries.
Upgraded Namibia dollar banknotes and a new coin series have been officially released by the Bank of Namibia at a ceremony in Mariental in the Hardap region. The currency was first unveiled by President Netumbonani Ndaitwa in July as part of the bank's 35th anniversary celebrations, highlighting our currency, our heritage, our pride. According to Acting Deputy Director of Corporate Communications and Sustainability, Naufiku Hamunime.
The new coinage series has been fully reimagined for the first time in over three decades, with updated dimensions, materials and weights to make them smaller, lighter and more durable. The coins are rich in symbolism, representing the economic sectors that power Namibia's growth and identity. They retain the portraits of founding father Dr. Sam Nujoma and Captain Hendrik Witbooi on the front. Enhancements to the series include the use of composite substrate on the $10 and $20 notes, color shifting inks, transparent and embossed windows and tactile marks for the visually impaired.
As of today, the upgraded banknotes and new coins will be available at banking halls countrywide as well as ATMs of commercial banks. Karutura Intermediate State Hospital has received a state-of-the-art full-body X-ray machine, the Lodox, which can scan the entire body in just 13 seconds. According to News on One's Selma Tapopi, the 13 million Namibia dollar machine was donated by the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund and is the first of its kind in local patient care, expected to enhance trauma assessment and clinical services.
Speaking during the official handover, MVA Fund CEO Rosalia Martens-Hausiku said the machine is installed at the hospital's emergency unit, which currently attends to about 4,600 patients per month, an average of 150 patients daily, with figures often exceeding 200 on weekends.
Intelligence agencies from Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso plan to reveal the names of senior Nigerian politicians allegedly backing bandit groups in the country's northwest. Business Day Nigeria reports that counterterrorism expert Zagazola Makama confirmed that several suspected arms suppliers have already been arrested, with investigations ongoing. This disclosure forms part of a regional effort to dismantle cross-border criminal networks. Internationally, the U.S. and Israel have agreed to a plan to end the war in Gaza, warning Hamas that if it does not accept it, Israel has the blessing of the U.S. to completely destroy the terrorist organization. The announcement came as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday.
Under the plan, a new technocratic committee would be formed to run Gaza, and that committee will be supervised by a new Board of Peace, chaired by President Trump. This board will also control redevelopment in Gaza. Trump has talked about turning the waterfront property into the Riviera of the Middle East. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.